Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we're going to start this hour in a city where the coronavirus numbers don't look good, but cutting-edge testing has just become available. Detroit and its surrounding counties have more than 8,000 cases, and it is the first city to get rapid test kits that produce results in 15 minutes or less. Joining us now is Sarah Swick, reporter for Michigan Radio. And Sarah, tell us more about these rapid tests and why Detroit is getting them first.
So these tests come from Abbott Laboratories, and as you noted, they are supposed to give results in as little as 15 minutes. Detroit is getting an initial batch of about 5,000 and also five machines to process these tests. And as for why Detroit is getting them first, so far as I know, the story is that Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan managed to get a hold of the cell phone number of the CEO of Abbott Laboratories, gave him a call, and presumably expressed to him that the need was really great in Detroit. And so within a few hours, they managed to get a contract, and the shipment arrived and started being used yesterday.
Now, the city is using these tests for healthcare workers, plus bus drivers and first responders. We know the virus is already taking a toll on those groups. One striking example, a bus driver who last month posted a video to Facebook about a woman coughing without covering her mouth. That bus driver has now died, and police have been hit hard. What's happening with the police in Detroit?
Well, in terms of the Detroit Police Department, right now there are over 500 officers in quarantine. More than 100 officers have tested positive, including the Detroit Police Chief, James Craig, and they're being quarantined. So the hope is with these rapid response tests that they can rapidly test the folks who are in quarantine, including as well firefighters and bus drivers. And if they test negative, get them back on the job as quickly as possible.
That is Sarah Swick with Michigan Radio. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.